Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Good afternoon. It's December the 23rd. This is a Festivus for those of you celebrating Festivus with the aluminum tree and the feats of strength and the, you know, the grievances where you get together and you say, no, I got a problem with some of you people, and you vent your grievances. We are live from Perfume Headquarters on this Festivus day, and a lot of people coming by and getting perfume and cologne as a last-minute Christmas gift for somebody. And, you know, maybe they had planned all along to come by here and get their perfume or cologne, and this is the day they do it. Merry Christmas. Thanks for coming by. Yeah, a lot of people stopping by. Look, it's a great gift for somebody, perfume or cologne, and the prices here are just unbelievable. And I say that, and you know, everybody says that in their ads. You know, our prices are the best. But if you come to Perfume Headquarters, you're going to find out that it's true. And we talk about the gift sets being a fraction of what you're going to pay elsewhere. It's the exact same stuff. This is all pure. This is all the real cologne, the real perfume, the same stuff you get anywhere else. But it is so much less. And we're going to talk to Roger again in just a few minutes. In fact, we'll talk to Roger right now for just a minute. Roger was taking care of one of his good customers, Troy Carter, Congressman Troy Carter, a customer here, and he happened to be here, so we had a great conversation with him last hour. And a lot of people seem to find what they're looking for here, at Perfume Headquarters. Wait, hang on, Luke. Get the mic up, and okay.
It's good. Merry Christmas to you and the listeners.
Yeah,
and
thanks
to my
for
loyal
having us
customers
out.
For the last 5 years.
Thank you for having us out. It's great to be here.
Remember one thing: America was made not by Walmart, but small business. And we need to bring that back. And that's what Congressman told you.
Yep.
We support local businesses. We support small businesses. And we need to bring that economy back for the small business.
Yeah, and Roger's a good guy. I mean, you know, you do business with a lot of people who are shysters. And you know, they're trying to squeeze every dollar out of you that they can. And Roger's built a business on not being that kind of a businessman. And while he could charge more, he doesn't. And he's created a great business. So you're the one who benefits. So Roger's losing money on every transaction because he could charge you more, which is what everybody else is charging you. But he doesn't. And so Roger's losing money, but he's making friends, and come by and be a friend.
I just want to say my thanks to Congressman Carter. He comes here every Mardi Gras.
That's cool.
He comes here for every Christmas, and he knows that I sell the best of the best. I don't believe in selling fake stuff. This gentleman been coming here for many years. He's a loyal customer that comes here every time. My prices are amazing. Am I going to beat your price on every product? Probably not. But I promise you, 9 out of 10, I'll beat it by 50%.
You know, it is amazing when I say that the perfumes and colognes are a fraction of what you'll pay elsewhere. I mean, I really do mean it. It's not like you're saving, you know, $3.50 to come here as opposed to somewhere else.
It's good.
You're saving
not
a lot.
Only that, right now, when we spoke last, we had 30 of those $50 special I ran. We only got 4 left.
Wow.
Men's 3-piece set. So many customers have walked in. They want Scoot special for $50. We got maybe 4 or 5 pieces left. Next 5-6 customer comes in. It's a men's 3-piece Versace gift set.
Versace gift set for $50. Now, that's crazy. What does that sell elsewhere?
About 110, 120.
Wow.
Then I have, for ladies, Latafa Yara 2-piece gift set. Amazing. It's got Yara pink and Yara candy. $50 for the next, but I don't want female to say you don't have nothing special for female.
Yeah, good.
Christmas is tomorrow. I mean, Christmas Eve is tomorrow. You got 24 hours left. We are here till 6 o'clock. I would like you all to come over. Please support my staff, small business, look at our reviews on Facebook and everywhere else, and help us grow together.
You know, when you hear about the economy, and this has been true for many, many years, if not forever, but I know a lot of people find this difficult to believe, but I know this to be a fact. It's not the big corporations that have the biggest impact on the economy. It's small businesses. Collectively, small businesses have more of an impact on the economy than the large corporations.
You cannot go to Macy's, you cannot go to Dillard's, you cannot go to Walmart, and they know you by your name.
That's
true,
too.
We still go to small bank, they know you by your name, community bank. You go to Chase and Capital One, you just another number.
Yeah.
Same here with Perfume Headquarters. When you come here, we know who you are. We have your profile on us, and we know what you bought. Yeah. And we're going to help you. My staff being around, and they will welcome you. And this is very important, a customer service. If you don't have a great customer service, you are not going to be successful.
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier, you know, Roger's a good guy. I mean, he does a lot for the community. And there are times that he calls our show and says, well, I'm going to give this to this, or I'm going to give this to that. So, you know, you're doing business with a good guy, not some, you know, business shyster. And that's always nice.
Only buy if I'm the right person. Yeah. Don't buy if I'm not the right person, if I don't have the right product, if I don't have the right prices.
Look, then you got to...
Yourself a favor. If you can't come here, you can go on my website while you're sitting on your dinner table tonight, perfumeheadquarters.com. Go buy what you want. We'll have it ready for you for tomorrow. All you got to do is pull up, pick it up, and leave. Simple.
All right, how late will you be here tomorrow, Christmas Eve?
We're going to be here till 6 o'clock today and till the last customer leave tomorrow.
Wow, okay.
When all the department stores are closed, please come and knock on my door, and I'm going to be here waiting on you. 1-800-ROGER. Please come see us. We got great deals, and I promise you we're going to make it right for you.
All right.
You won't be disappointed when you leave here.
All right, Roger. Thank you
so much. Thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas to all the listeners.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. That's Roger from Perfume Headquarters. He's quite a character, and a guy called the other day, Paul from Thibodeau, and said, I got to meet Roger because Roger was there when I went by, and thought that was cool. But Roger is quite a character. A great success story in America. Zion Williamson scored 24 points last night, and the Pelicans have won their 5th in a row. I mean, the team is really coming together. And I thought they were going to need a new head coach. Maybe this is going to be their coach. But I thought they were going to need a new head coach before the team really sort of came together. But they seem to be coming together, and there is every reason to go to a Pelicans game. They're back in action tonight in the Smoothie King Center, and they beat Dallas last night 119-113. They were down in the fourth quarter 87-79. And they roared back, and Zion Williamson scored a bunch of points just almost in a very short period of time. And tonight, tonight the Pelicans are in Cleveland. You can watch it on Channel 10. Tonight the Pelicans are in Cleveland. Thank you for coming by, sir. Merry Christmas. The Pelicans are in Cleveland against the Cavaliers tonight. They're not at the Smoothie King Center. But when the Pelicans come back off this this quick road trip, there's every reason to go see them. And I'm going to try and get to the next game if I can. So good news, the Pelicans are winning, and the Saints have won their third in a row. And I was really impressed. I know a lot of you were impressed. And you know, last night, Doug Mouton on WWL Louisiana Channel 4 was doing his four takeaways, and one of the takeaways was the defense. And, you know, he just, he talks about a lot of things that we talk about. So, you know, there's this common view of the Saints right now, and it's understandable, it's reasonable, and understanding that this is a rebuilding year. But you know, we're starting to see progress. And if the Saints lose and we see progress, that's okay. It's a little bit down the road when the team is supposed to be all in sync. When they lose, then that's a, you know, a different story. But right now, during this rebuilding period, even if they don't win, we're seeing the rebuilding of a new team, and I think it's great, and I think we're starting to see really positive things with the players, and we're, you know, we've seen Chris Olave and Juwan Johnson really come alive. They were dropping passes, they were letting passes fly through their hands, and now they're catching the ball. And to me, that's a sign of team attitude. When the players are paying attention, it's a sign of the team attitude changing. And it's really encouraging. And I am very encouraged about the Saints next season. And if you are on the fence, you're not sure whether to buy season tickets, I hope I'm not wrong here, but I wouldn't hesitate to get season tickets to the Saints next year if that's something that you've been thinking about, because I think next year is going to be a good year. And then, you know, you look at the Jacksonville Jags and where they are, isn't this their coach's first season? So, you know, you can be very successful with a new coach. The Houston Texans, when they got their new coach, they were very successful in the beginning. So, you know, you don't have to have a coach that's been there for, you know, 8 years before the team starts to succeed. You can be successful, you know, almost right away. So I see Kellen Moore changing and developing, and you know, it's like he's developing. This was a thing that Doug Mouton brought up. He's developing a relationship with Shuck. He's developing a relationship with the quarterback, and that's what you really need to have. So, you know, let's just talk briefly about this incident. Another incident between a professional athlete and a fan. Pittsburgh Steelers receiver DK Metcalf has been suspended for two games. There was a fan that was shouting things at him in the stands, and it got to him, and he went over and confronted the fan, and there's video of him grabbing the blue wig of the fan and pulling him down and then, you know, popping him. Essentially, he hit him. And this is going to cost Metcalf. So the NFL didn't do anything that day, but the next day, the NFL suspended, and this is a top player with the Steelers, suspended Metcalf for the final two regular season games without pay. So Metcalf could end up losing, you know, $550,000 in game checks. He's going to appeal the decision, but he might lose more than that because there's $45 million in guaranteed money that he might lose. And it's like $25 million fully guaranteed in 2026, and then another $20 million guaranteed for injury in 2027. So he could lose that money as well. ESPN is reporting the name of the fan is Ryan Kennedy. What's interesting is that when Metcalf was with the Seahawks, he played twice in Detroit, and this fan, Ryan Kennedy, was a problem. I mean, the guy's obviously, you know, a butthole. And Kennedy actually reported him to the team security because the guy's yelling stuff. Now, former NFL receiver Chad Johnson was told that the guy used a racial slur and derogatory language at Metcalf, and Metcalf retaliated. Kennedy's lawyers say that's not true. Of course, well, you know, they're going to, you know, do the best they can to maintain their fans' image in all of this. But, you know, I mean, a lot of people, you know, are happy using the N-word. But as wrong as the fan was, as wrong as that is, if you're a professional athlete, you got to take it. Now, from the standpoint of a fan, I like that the guy punched him. I like that Metcalf hit the guy. I like it. You know, shut the hell up. You know, I mean, because, I mean, who are these fans? I mean, what, you think because you're in the stands, you can say whatever you want? Well, yeah, you can. You know, you're in the stands, you can say whatever you want. It's not fair to the players that fans are protected in that way. But, you know, the players have to take it. You can't hit a fan. And you know this guy's going to file a lawsuit. But, you know, he was asking for it. But again, you know, I think, I mean, you might disagree with me. You know, I'm kind of happy to see a fan get called out, get smacked because of trash talking a player, thinking, well, I can get away with it because I'm a fan, I'm in the stands. But, you know, I mean, what kind of person are you? That, you know, you're going to say these things to these players. You know, I mean, it's a game. You might not like them. You might have a, you know, personal dislike for them. But that's no reason to, like, you know, say derogatory things toward them. I mean, they're human beings, too. And I like when they retaliate and put the fans in their place, but they can't do it. I mean, they can't do it. You can't retaliate against the fans. If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. We'll talk about that. Also, when we come back, Coleman will have some of your text messages. And I mentioned this earlier. I apologize for yesterday. And, you know, sometimes I say I've got text messages or something like that coming up. And I get distracted. I've got a fragile mind. I get distracted and I don't get to the text messages or I don't get to something that I said was coming up. I am going to really concentrate on doing a better job of, if I say something's coming up, it's coming up. So as soon as we come out of this break, we're going to get to some of your text messages. All right, here is a true classic. This is another one of those songs that some people like and some people hate. We're not going to do a text off on this, but I think this is a phenomenal song. I hear it too much, but I love the part that this song plays in the movie Love Actually. And we can also talk about the best Christmas movies, whether they were actually a Christmas movie or a movie set during Christmas. What's one of the movies that you think everybody should watch this time of year? If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're live at Perfume Headquarters, and this is the other song named All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's a totally different song from the Mariah Carey song, but this is Vince Vance and the Valiants from a few years back, and this is also a Christmas classic. It's the perfect place to get a last-minute Christmas gift. We are live at Perfume Headquarters. They're here until 6 o'clock tonight and also 6 o'clock tomorrow night or when the last customer leaves. And Roger's here now, and a lot of people are just getting a great deal on gift packs. I they might have a few more left of the Versace. Do you have any more of the Versace, Roger?
Maybe 7 more left.
Okay, but 7 more left. This is a Versace gift set that would be $100 somewhere else. Roger's selling it this afternoon for $50. It's the exact same thing. So, you know, I know you love the person that you're getting the gift for, but if you don't have to spend more for them, more for the gift for them, why would you? So, yeah, pay less and get the exact same thing. And also, with just all of the cologne and perfume, it's much less here at Perfume Headquarters, and the gift sets are a fraction of what you're going to pay elsewhere. Hey, Chantel has been on hold for a while. Let's go to Chantel. Chantel, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the show.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Love you, Scoot.
Thank you, Chantel. Love you back.
Oh, I agree with you totally. My mama used to be a beautician, and we go to Perfume Quarters, and we have to go online because this lazy town I live in, sorry, but it's small, and they don't have one, and I wish we had the store.
Okay.
You're lucky.
Now, so Coleman told me that you want to react to a caller that we had earlier, Caden, who said LSU sucks and Lane Kiffin is not the coach that LSU thinks he is. And he said a lot of things like that.
Yes, sir. That as well. I'm blind, so I can't see. But when I watch a game I yell at the TV. I'm not gonna yell at a person, but the coach, he may be wonderful, and I'll tell you why I think he's probably good is because I've been wanting Drew Brees to coach New Orleans, but if they think that this guy is as good, yes, let him train and work and, you know, leave him be, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. Well, Lane Kiffin's going to have to prove himself. He's coming into a big-time situation and is being paid big bucks. And as Bobby Hebert often says, to those who have been given a lot is expected.
That's right. And if he can do it, that's great. They'll know it if he can't. And also, this may be silly of me, but if this guy didn't miss here, your name is Scoot, not Scooter.
Yeah, he was, Scooter and Scooter this and Scooter that. And, he had a lot to say.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, but calling by your right name. Oh, and as many best friends, have as many best friends as you want. He doesn't have the right to tell you that either.
I don't know the person. He kept telling me is my best friend, and you'd think that I would know the name of my best friend.
That's true. I know mine too as well. But I have thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Thank you. That song you were playing, Hey, This Is Christmas, I've never liked it. But since you explained the meaning to me, now I think I can like the song, and I appreciate that.
Which song is that?
Hey, This Is Christmas.
Hey, This Is Christmas.
You ended it and went into a break. I don't remember.
Happy Christmas! Happy Christmas by John Lennon. This is Christmas.
I didn't
that song.
Know you'd say that. Yeah, that's John Lennon.
You know, in 1969, John Lennon bought in 11 major cities. He bought billboards that said, "The war is over if you want it." to be over. And John Lennon was appealing to people, saying that if the American people got behind the idea that the government was wrong with the Vietnam War and to get out of it, that America would get out of it. And ultimately, I think that had some impact, because ultimately, the government did get out of the war, and it was because of public pressure. So in 1971, when the war was still raging on, John Lennon wrote and released the song Happy Christmas. It's really an anti-war song.
That is fabulous, and he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, the people spoke. It was through protest. It was the baby boomer generation that did that. They protested the U.S. government, and they were part of the reason the war came to an end. The public didn't support it, and the politicians felt like they couldn't support it any longer either. So I think John Lennon had a lot to do with that.
That was wonderful, and I appreciate that.
Well, Chantel, it's great to talk to you, and I appreciate
you
being with us every afternoon.
Oh, yes. Oh, and the best movie, It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. It's a Wonderful Life? Yeah, you know, the movies, I have a hard time with sad movies. Now, there's some sad moments in my favorite movie, Love Actually. But, you know, I have a hard time with movies like It's a Wonderful Life, even though, you know, there's a great ending. It's a great movie and a great message.
Yes. It is. I love Jimmy Stewart anyway. And I know what it's like to feel like you're not making a difference. And I think that's what he finds out. And it's wonderful. So anyway, I know how you feel.
I'm going to have to take some time to watch it. Chantel, I love your laugh. I love your attitude. And I love you. And I appreciate you taking time to call the show. And I just appreciate you being there.
Thank you. And I love you.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, thanks. God, what a great attitude. All right, we're going to come back with more. I want to take a moment. You know, we play a lot of different Christmas songs, and I want to take a moment to play, you know, a Christmas song that's a little bit out of the ordinary, but this is an interesting story for the little children as Christmas approaches. So listen to this story. All right, I'm Scoot. Hang on. We'll be back with more live from Perfume headquarters on WWL. That's the Bali Ringwalds. It's their original Christmas song that is new for many this Christmas, but as time goes on, it will carry the memories of Christmases in the past. A few years from now, you'll hear that song and you'll think back on first hearing it. But I was very happy to have a chance to play it on our show. Because it's Christmas time, you can download it on Spotify and wherever you find your favorite music. You know, every year I do some kind of version of "Twas the Night Before Christmas." And I did it when Trump was in the White House. I did it when Biden was in the White House. Somebody called earlier and said that 'twas the night before Christmas and all through the Pentalba, which was a version I did involving Mayor Cantrell and the Pentalba building and that controversy. I did it 'twas the night before Christmas for that. Said that popped up on their annual feed on their phone. So I don't know. Am I going to do another one tomorrow? I mean, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to try to, you know, figure out what's going on and put that all together. So I'll see if I can, you know, figure out a way to do another "Twas the Night Before Christmas." And if I do, we'll do that on the show tomorrow. You know, I'm really excited about the Pelicans. They've won 5 in a row. Zion Williamson came back early. Oh, by the way, we got to get to some texts. I got involved in that phone call with Chantel. I apologize for that. But I'm really excited about the attitude that Zion Williamson has now, because he didn't have this attitude early in the season, and he's just doing really well, and it's helping the team. Let's go to Coleman with some of your text messages.
All right. This first text says, the movie Love Actually is a LGBT favorite.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't fit in that category, you know, LGBTQS, you know, I'm straight, but I mean, I love the movie. I mean, you know, don't think it's just a chick flick. It's a really good movie about different aspects of human relationships during the holidays, and it's just so well put together. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know when the night is coming, but I'll be watching it again soon.
This one says, the movie Elf is so overplayed to the point where I can't listen to it anymore. It's a good movie, but only the first 50 times.
You know, it is on all the time, and AMC is wearing this and Christmas Vacation out. I love Christmas Vacation. I've never seen Elf. I've seen parts of it. Nothing about the movie, the parts that I've seen, make me want to see the whole thing, so I'm going to skip that one.
All right, this one says, I'm guessing Das Boot. Is it a Christmas movie, even if the air raid that sinks and kills most of the crew happens on Christmas Eve?
Well, that's one of those movies that might include Christmas, but it's not a Christmas movie. Yeah, Das Boot's a pretty serious flick.
Okay, and I want to mention this before we go to break. The caller, Caden, was referring to Lee Ann Herring, who is the recruiter for the Rebel Walk. And she was on the special sports talk Saturday with Mike and Bobby. So that's when she was on the air and she was talking about the Ole Miss Rebels and LSU. And it's irony because...
Okay, well, yeah, it wasn't me.
Yeah, they say they were treating her like royalty, but from what I understand, she really was Miss Kentucky back in 2011. So she may be royalty. So that's the woman.
Yeah, that's
worthy
of royalty. Yeah. Hey, can you do one more?
Let's see what we have here. Everything else is pretty much mean politics stuff, but I can find one. Let's see.
Oh, seriously? I mean, are people really seriously, like, doing mean stuff about politics?
Yeah, somebody said Lenin didn't really stop the war because Richard Nixon was voted in again, and then stuff about the Epstein files.
Look, I get all that, but the truth is, John Lennon was part of a movement that led to public pressure demanding an end to the war. And Richard Nixon didn't know what the hell he was doing. They continued the war. If it had not been for the public pressure from the American public to end the war, it might still be going on today. So John Lennon was definitely part of that. All right. But, yeah, I can't believe that, like, you know, a couple of days before Christmas and people want to get into, like, you know, mean arguments about politics. This is why we don't do that anymore on this show. And I feel so liberated. I feel like, you know, we touch on politics once in a while, express opinions, and we talk a little bit about it. But, man, I'm not getting into that ugly stuff. You guys need to find, find another place to vent your ignorance. Because quite often it is just ignorant to want to just always battle about politics. All right, I know we got to get to a break here. Here's a contemporary Christmas song. You know, we're not going to have as much time as I thought we would to play this. It's a Christmas Saves the Year by 21 Pilots. It's a good Christmas song, but we don't have a chance to play much of it. We got to get to a break here. Let me mention that differing opinions are not ignorant, but the desire to always argue about politics and different opinions, that is ignorant. Merry Christmas. And I hope this has been a great Christmas season for you. We're back tomorrow on Christmas Eve. And I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, studio producer Coleman, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P., location tech Luke Augusta, account executive DePaul Smith. And I want to thank Roger and his Perfume Headquarters staff. Thank them for having us out here again. And I wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. Sports Talk with Mike and Steve coming up next. They'll preview the Texas Bowl with LSU and Houston. That's coming up in just a few minutes. So have a great and safe afternoon, and try and be cool even though it's hectic out there. And we'll see you tomorrow afternoon. So have a great afternoon. Very Merry Christmas. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. MasterClass.com/audio.